condolences go out to First Lady Matilda Cuomo, certainly his son Andrew, our governor, and all his loved ones. I think Mario Cuomo was a man for all seasons. We were from different affiliations, and we didn't always agree on policy issues, but I don't think anybody could have disagreed with the fact that Mario Cuomo's heart was always in the right place. Every decision he made in the 12 years I served with him, and I served all 12 years with the governor. We both got elected in 1982. Every decision he made, you knew he believed it was the right decision for the right direction for the lives of the people of New York State. So it's a sad day to lose a public servant who has dedicated his life to the state of New York. He was a tremendous wit, had a great sense of humor, extremely intelligent, and I would have to say if not the best, one of the best speech makers and communicators of the last century, and a very competitive individual, not only in his political life, but in his private life. We played several Assembly and Senate member basketball games against the governor in his administration, and he always hated to lose, and he rarely did lose. So I think we lost a good man, and he will be long remembered as a wonderful public servant whose heart was always in the right place for the people he represented.
What about on the personal side? Do any interactions you had with the governor stick out for you in your memory?
Oh, yeah. When I was, as I said, we got elected the same year in 1982. He ran against Lou Lehrman for governor, and, of course, I was running for the assembly. And I remember being a sophomore legislator. I was the chairman of a task force on child abduction and missing children. And I had an idea one day. I said, why couldn't the state of New York be the first state in the nation to use its transportation system, its throughway toll tickets, to put the missing pictures of missing children and abducted children on those toll tickets? The throughway travels from downstate to upstate to Syracuse to Rochester to Buffalo. It would be a means to get that information out. So I called the governor's office. Of course, I got a staff person. I told him about the idea. He hesitated for a moment and said, let me get back to you. I thought he'd never get back to me. Of course, he had a check with the governor. 2 hours later, he called back and he said, the governor would like to follow through on your idea and put the picture of missing children on throughway toll tickets. Could you meet him tomorrow on exit 23 for a press conference? We're printing the first picture of a missing girl here from the capital region that we're going to put on the first throughway toll ticket. And I thought, can this be true? You know, really, are you serious? He said, yeah, just be there at 10 a.m. Well, the governor showed up. He had the throughway toll tickets. He congratulated me. We had a press conference. We started, initiated the program. We actually found the first girl. We put on those toll tickets, and we found several other after that. But after the press conference, I said to the governor, Governor, I'm a sophomore legislator from the opposite party of yours, but yet you came to a press conference and supported an institute and an idea I had that I wanted you to put in place. Why'd you do that? And he said something I'll never forget, which impacted my public life career. Said a couple of things. First of all, he said, Jim, it's always not the political affiliation when you're working to serve the public, but it's the character, the content, and the quality of an idea. And he said, you had a good idea. We're going to do this. And then he said to me, remember this, if a public servant doesn't blow his own horn, there's never any music. And I took that to mean that if you have a great idea, no matter how positive that idea may be, you have to communicate it, you have to have the facts, you have to get that information out to the public, to the media, and to your colleagues, and you have to market your ideas. And he was a tremendous marketer of ideas, a tremendous communicator. When he would give a state-of-the-state message, sometimes, even though you didn't like the things he was saying or the policy ideas he was putting forth, you just get wrapped up in the beauty of the rhetoric. And I think you saw that in the speech he made at the Democratic Convention that one year, which catapulted him into prominence nationally. And he might have made it to the presidency had he decided to make that run. The plane was on the tarmac, but we were all in the room that day when he announced we've got work to do in New York State. And I think generally the public is happy that he stayed in the state and served us for 12 years. So may he rest in peace, and he'll long be missed.